And as we continue on our winter sports preseason previews, we are here with head coach of the Ainsworth Bulldogs basketball team, Coach Jake Nelson. And coach, as we get ready to head into another season here, Bulldogs actually going to bring back quite a few players from last year.
Yeah, bringing back five starters, three of them. This will be their fourth year starting, and our first two off the bench, and the next couple off the bench as well. Those guys that came off the bench last year are going to get a lot more playing time this year. They're really developing and going to be able to give us some good minutes.
Well, Coach, some may say, well, practice must be pretty easy if you're bringing back five starters, but I bet that's not the case.
No, with having 14 guys on the team, a couple of them fairly inexperienced, it's a little tricky to do things. You want to have your starters work together, but when your starters, especially if three of them, are so experienced, it's kind of it can get a little ugly at times if you keep track of score, so it gets a little off balance. And you want to try to even it out as much as you can, but then you don't get those guys playing with each other, so it's really trying to find the balance of when do we even out the teams, when do we go starters against. So that makes it a little tough.
Well, and sometimes, Coach, it makes it a little tough when you have a lot of talent. Maybe, I don't want to say too much talent, but when you got a lot of talent on the team, it's kind of hard to also distribute the basketball. And I tell you what, you're bringing back some great rebounding, some great scoring, and, Trey McNally, just start off with him, the young point guard for you for the Bulldogs at times, also a shooting guard.
Yeah, he's getting close to his 1,000th point already, he's somebody that we can depend on scoring a lot for us. And can we try to get him as many open shots as possible while still getting some of the other guys some good looks as well?
Oh, and with that, he's going to have a couple of guys to dish the ball off that are also seniors, and Carter Nelson as well as Trey Appel.
Yeah, that'll be the key this year, getting those two. There's not going to be a lot of teams that can match their height. Maybe one guy matching height, but not a lot that are going to have two. So being able to find ways to take advantage of that, get Trey and making some shots and driving and dishing a little bit should really open some things up. One thing we ran into last year was teams didn't respect our other players, so we're really working on them being able to shoot a lot better for when teams decide they're going to try to take away our three seniors.
Yeah, kind of off triangle and two, or a little bit guard three guys, two in zone, three in man, kind of. I remember that last year, Coach. With that, both guys we just talked about, Carter and Trey, can handle the ball as well as shoot the ball, not always play down low.
Yeah, it's, we can kind of mix it up a little bit. We can get Carter inside and outside. Trey as well can play outside and make some shots from the outside. And then if we can get Morgan and Jacob and then Chris coming off the bench, Logan coming off the bench, get some of those guys making shots, that makes it a lot tougher on teams. I remember there was one game last year when a team decided to try to double Carter and Jacob went off, and they're like, oh, we got to get out of this. We got to start guarding him. And if we can have that more consistently, that's just going to make things better for the team as a whole.
Boy, if you could just put Jacob in a 6'5", 6'6", body, boy, the kid loves to play, goes all out in every sport.
Oh, he's a great hustler. I mean, he's a great rebounder, even though he's one of the shortest guys on the court. But yeah, I completely agree with you. Put him in a taller frame, and you'd have a very, very good player probably be able to play college sports just about anywhere he wants.
Yeah, that's Jacob Bell. Now talk about your other guard, Morgan Kinney, also a guy that may rely on to bring up the basketball if the Dogs do get in foul trouble, and another really quick guard for you.
Yeah, he's just getting better with more and more experience, seeing the court better, handling the ball better. He's starting to knock down some shots as well, so if we can continue to improve on that. One thing that he really does well for us is play great man-to-man defense. So just kind of build on what he does well and just keep using him to full potential.
Coach, you talked about Chris Fernandez. You'll also have some others coming off the bench. Let's talk about those guys.
Yeah, Chris really, really came on at the end of the year last year. He's pretty dependable both on offense and defense. He can knock down some shots. He can create a little bit. So getting him in there and being able to mix things up a little bit will really help out. Another one that came off the bench and gave us some good minutes is Logan Schradl. We can get him, you know, under control a little bit. He's so athletic, he's going to be pretty dangerous as well.
Well, Coach, as we know with the numbers you have here, we will get some JV games, try to get some C-team games and varsity games. But where you hope to be, Coach, again, in Class D1 this year, going to be playing a lot of upper-class schools.
Well, I'm hoping that we can, get to where we were a couple of years ago when we were able to win a lot of those games and get a fairly high seed. Get ourselves in position to be in a good spot by the end of the year. But the main goal is to just be playing our best basketball by the end of the season so that, whoever we match up against in any game that we can play with and be able to hopefully get ourselves down to state.
Coach, you talked about some of the starters there as well as a couple coming off the bench. Numbers-wise, you said 15, I believe. Can you kind of break that down for us by class?
Yeah, we've got four seniors. I believe it's six juniors this year, three sophomores, and one freshman. So pretty heavy upperclassmen load this year that we're going to be able to play a lot of guys that have experience. We've got nine returning lettermen that are going to be helping out quite a bit. The other couple that I didn't mention was Witten Painter and Ryan Salzman. They'll be able to get in and help us out in spots as well.
Three big ones off the cuff here, Coach, at Ord Friday, at Gordon Rushville Saturday, and against Westhold Huskies on December 8th.
Yeah, it's a good way to start off the season. Ord coming off on a few less practices because being in the championship game for football. So hopefully we can catch them not quite being in basketball shape yet. Gordon Rushville lost pretty much everybody. So, we'll see how we match up against their new guys. We played the guys that graduated pretty tight last year, so we're hoping to get a little redemption from the last 3 years this year. And then West Holt, we saw in the Jamboree, played them for half, and it was a pretty tight game. And they've got a lot of talent, a lot of size that can match up with ours. So that'll be a really tough contest, and that'll really let us know where we're at.
Your staff this year?
Brian Delamont is helping out. He's, just got such a great mind for the game that it's really going to really help out with some of our offensive struggles at times. He's going to be able to give us some good ideas on things to work on. And then Clint Painter is helping out a bit as well. So, we're about the same place, actually a little bit more help than what we've had last couple of years where it was just Coach Owen and I coaching. So I'm liking the position we're in.
All right, Coach. Well, we wish you the Bulldogs and you as a coach staff the best of luck this year.
All right. Thank you very much.